receive nothing. We honor God because He blesses us. He blesses our world, whether we acknowledge it, Him or not. He does for us. He keeps His word and His promises. And so we honor Him. We honor Him because He is a holy God. He is a righteous God. He is a just God. We honor Him because He protects us. He provides for us. He covers us. He is our hiding place. He is our strength. He is the God of our salvation. And so we honor the Lord today. In the midst of the coronavirus, we are here. We are here. Just a few of us. We ain't got to shut down. We don't have to move anywhere. We are here.
Amen.
And we honor our God.
Amen.
For allowing us to be in His presence in this holy place today. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We honor you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ. Well, we are grateful that you are here, that you have not succumbed to the COVID-19, that you're able to move about in the power of God's Holy Spirit. So we honor you and as we worship together in spirit and in truth. Matthew chapter 7. So we continue to journey through the book of Matthew. When God tells us to get off of it, we get off of it. But until He says so, we don't keep on. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. My brothers and my sisters, this is God's word for us, God's people.
Thanks
be to God. Preach, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Work in us, Holy Spirit, that we might hear what you speak to us this day. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do you know him? Do you know Jesus? Do you know the Father? People all over the world involve themselves and a plethora of religions whose focus is to do all that they can possibly do to present themselves acceptable to God, working out their own salvation as it pleases them. They firmly believe that faith in God is akin to the Burger King slogan, "Have it your way," which is now, after 40 years, changed to "Be your way." Be your way. The new motto is to remind people that they can and should live how they want any time. It's okay, Burger King touts, not to be perfect. Self-expression is most important. Self-expression is most important. And it's our differences that make us individuals instead of robots. Be your way. Yeah, folks want to do things their own way. They want the freedom to live how they want to live and believe what they want to believe with or without God. And God should be okay with that. Yet at the same time, there is a desire to please him. And so there is a predominant belief among humanity that if you do good enough, if you do enough good stuff where the good outweighs the bad, God will be pleased. The problem is, who determines what is good? Who makes that determination? And how will you know? How will you know when you have done enough good? According to thatquestion.com, the reason that salvation by works is the predominantly held view is because salvation by work seems right in the eyes of man. Mm-hmm. One of man's basic desires is to be in control of his own destiny, and that includes his eternal destiny. Salvation by works, they go on to say, appeals to man's pride and his desire to be in control. Being saved by works appeals to that desire far more than the idea of being saved by faith alone. Because salvation by works appeals to man's sinful nature, it forms the basis of almost every religion. Natural or ungenerate man does not fully understand the extent of his own sinfulness or of God's holiness. The thought that man's good works could ever balance out his bad works is a totally unbiblical concept. Amen. The Bible teaches, my brothers and my sisters, that God's standard is nothing less than 100% perfection. And so if we stumble in keeping just one part of God's righteous law, we are guilty as if we had broken all of God's law. James 2:10 tells us this. Therefore, There is no way we could ever be saved if salvation is truly dependent on works. Catholicism is a faith tradition steeped in works righteousness. I'm reminded of how they pray to saints. There's nowhere in scripture that tells us to pray to saints. I'm reminded of their concept of purgatory. There's no scriptural basis for that.
Amen.
I'm also reminded that they pray to the Virgin Mary. In an article titled, Why Catholics Hail Mary, because I was curious about that, Sister Patricia writes, though hell was a vibrantly perilous possibility, Mary underwrote the likelihood of our salvation. She had a splendid flexibility. You could bring her the little things that you weren't supposed to bother God with, and the big things you were too frightened to. The Virgin Mary is so deeply revered and respected that prayers are offered to her on a daily basis, even as some lay dying. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. This is part of the Rosary Prayer of the Catholic Church. So as we continue, my brothers and my sisters, as we continue to walk under the umbrella of our theme for the year, living by the Word of God, Jesus speaks to those who put their faith in works righteousness. He lets us know that our works will never, ever save us. There are many people who call upon the name of Jesus. They sound like people of faith. They say the right words. They dress in the right way. And as we said last week, they work feverishly in the church. They show up for Sunday school. They show up for worship. They come to Bible study and various ministries that the church offers. They serve in various capacities, good stewards by every stretch of the imagination. Yet Jesus does not look favorably at all the doings. They call out to me, Lord, Lord, he says. They say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name and cast out demons in your name and performed many miracles in your name. They've been working. Their lives openly exemplified Christ by their many great works. Many great things they accomplished in the name of Jesus. No doubt hospitals were built in their name and to their honor to help other people. Churches were built out of the monies that they brought to the offerings. Colleges and universities were started. Community facilities were built. Ministries birth. They put forth great effort so that others could see their good works, their deeds, their acts. No one could deny because it was all out there. For Christ, they said, these things. Yet, if they did not receive credit for their contributions and for their hard work, they were not satisfied. They were disappointed that the accolades did not come. They wanted them for themselves. And when they received praise, they did not acknowledge God in their thanksgiving, because it was not the light of Christ. It was not the light of Christ, my brothers and my sisters, shining through, for they did not know him. They were a hardworking people under the banner of Christ, all the while believing that what they did, the words that they spoke, and the ingenuity of their minds were all the right things to do to garner God's favor and a sure ticket to heaven. And Jesus said, not so. He said, not so, in so many ways and in so many words. Jesus said, only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so what is? Mm-hmm. What is the will of the Father? This is the will of the Father. The will of the Father is that we know him. Amen. Mm-hmm. That we know him. And Jesus the Christ, whom he has sent to save us from the shackles of sin. The will of the Father. The will of the Father is that we know him and Jesus crucified. So all the work that we do, all of our deeds, anything that we accomplish, whatever we undertake to do, the thoughts of our minds, the sacrifices that we make, the giving of our tithes and our offerings, any effort that we put forward in the name of the Lord amounts to nothing. It will not open the eternal gates of heaven to us if we do not know him, amen, Jesus. And if Jesus, conversely, does not know us. Jesus makes it clear, my brothers and my sisters, that works do not save us. Amen. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 tells us, For by grace, the grace of God, you have been saved through faith.
Yes.
And that not of yourself. Mm-hmm. It is the gift of God, mm-hmm, not by works. Not by works, lest anyone should boast. Faith saves, my brothers and my sisters, not works. Faith saves, not work. Jesus the Christ, if we have faith in Jesus the Christ, faith in Jesus saves and not work. Salvation means that we, every man, woman, every boy, and every girl must have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus the Christ. We must know him. Deuteronomy 32, 20, 39, and 40 says this. God is speaking. Now see that even I am he. And there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, nor is there any who deliver from my hand. For I raise my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. Then Jesus says in John 8, 24, therefore I said to you that you will die. You will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. We've got to believe. We've got to trust. We've got to know Him and know that He, Jesus, is God. And there is no God besides Jesus the Christ. If we don't know that, and if we don't know Him, on judgment day, my brothers and my sisters, when God calls us forth to give an account for the lives we lived in His name, He will say, I never knew you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. My brothers and my sisters, when I sat down and I've read that and I've read it and I've read it, tears came to my eyes. And I said, Lord, Lord, what a terrible thing to hear you say, depart from me. I don't know you. I don't want to hear you say those words to me, oh God. We don't want to hear God say those words to us because we've done all of this and we've done that and I've showed up here and I've been there and and He says, I don't know you. It's like, who in the world do you think you are? You can't just come up in here. I don't know you. Reverend Jonathan, your name is not in the book. So you can't come in. We must know Him. And how do we know Him? We first know Him through faith in Jesus the Christ. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And He said to Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. We gotta know Him. We gotta have faith in Christ. There is no knowing of the Father. There is no intimate relationship with the Father. There is no oneness with God without knowing Jesus. You cannot have the Father apart from the Son. You cannot have the Father apart from the Son, Jesus the Christ. So you can believe what you want to believe. You can do what you want to do. You can think whatever you want to think. But Jesus says, I and the Father are one. And you must believe that I am He. And if you don't believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, not now one, comes to the Father except through me. Except through me. Jesus is in the Father, and the Father is in Jesus, and we cannot have it any other way. There's no other way. The second thing is that to know God requires obedience. To know God requires obedience. We must do the will of the Father. And it's all connected to knowing Jesus. We must do the will of the Father. And it's all connected to knowing Jesus. God will not allow us to have it your way or to be your way. We've got to have it God's way. God declares, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In other words, I am not your equal.
Amen.
You are not my equal. I am God, and you are not. God is the only one who can say with total authority and accuracy, is my way or the highway. He is the only one who can say to us, you can't have it your way. You can't have it your way up in here and think that in the end you will enter the kingdom of heaven. There ain't no having it your way with God. The third thing, my brothers and my sisters, that to know him, you have to read, you have to study, you have to meditate on God's word. For in the pages of scripture, we learn about him. We learn his will and his plan for our lives. We learn of his love and his care for us. We learn about his sacrifices for us and his plan of salvation for all humanity. We must have a hunger and a thirst for God's word, desiring the pure milk of the word that we may grow up thereby, if indeed we have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Apart from his word, we cannot know him. And if we refuse his word, then we refuse him. If we refuse God's word and God's truth, then we refuse God himself. The fourth thing, my brothers and my sisters, to know him is to follow the Holy Spirit's leading. For his spirit leads us into all truth, and his spirit fills us with the divine presence of the Lord. God in us and we in God one. The Holy Spirit of God will never lead us to sin against God. The Holy Spirit of God will never lead us to draw away from God. The Holy Spirit will never cause us to cease to do the work that God has assigned to our hands. The Holy Spirit of God will never lead us to follow our own fleshly desires. He will never, ever lead us away from God, away from the will of God. My brothers and my sisters, it is in the power of the Holy Spirit that God reveals himself to us. Therefore, to know God is to know the Spirit of God who lives in us and who works alongside of us as we journey on our way to the kingdom of heaven. And finally, my brothers and my sisters to know God, to know Jesus, to know Him in the most intimate way is to spend time with the Lord in prayer. Yes, walk with Him, talk with Him, and listen to Him. Pray to our Father who is in heaven. Share your dreams and your sorrows, your disappointments. Share your desires and your wishes. Share the things that you need with Him. But thank Him. Thank Him for His love. Thank Him for His provisions. Thank Him for His blessings. Thank Him for His care for you. Thank Him for the good and the bad. For surely we know that it all comes together for our good. Even be grateful when He corrects you, because His correction means that He loves us. And God does not want us going in the wrong direction. And so when we mess up, as Sarah says, He will cut our butt up. So we need to be grateful. We need to be grateful for the correction that our God gives. Thank Him that He stopped you from making a foolish mistake. And thank Him that He forgave you when you did. Listen as He speaks to you, as He orders your steps. Learn all that He teaches and apply His word to your life. God wants you near Him. God wants you in Him. Jesus said, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you." So draw near to Him, and He will draw near to you. Pray always. Pray always. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Ceasing. Because don't you want to know Him better? Amen. Don't you want to know Him better? And the question is, do you know Him? Amen. Do you know the Lord? Do you know the man from Galilee? Or are you just going through the motions in the hope that you will get in on your good works? My brothers and my sisters, hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. You must know Him.
Amen.
I must know Him. We must know Him. And when He knows you and you know Him, when, my brothers and sisters, when you are sold out to Jesus, when you are doing the will of the Father, then your good works will be the evidence of your salvation. Your good works will be received by the Father who knows you by name. Then you will hear His voice say, "Well done." Hallelujah. Well done. Praise God. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter. 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 Into the joy of your Lord. It's a bad thing when you fall into the hands of God because you've been disobedient. It's a bad thing when you stand before the Lord, He doesn't know who you are. Judgment Day is coming.
Amen.
We're experiencing some of the judgment of the Lord. We are. Americans walk in disobedience all the time. And they say that they love the Lord. And they say that they believe in Him. But yet, they won't do what God tells them to do. They won't believe His word. They won't trust in Him and trust Jesus. And we're paying. We want to believe that all of this is because the world is evil. God knows that the world is evil. And He pulls out, He calls a people to Himself so that we can be witnesses to the world of the goodness of our God. And we want to do it our way. We want to do it the way we want to do it. Jesus said, not so. Not so. You're on your way to hell if you want to do God your way. You're on your way to hell if you want to do God your way. But you're on your way to glory if you do God. That is the only way we will make it to see the Father, to be with Him from now until eternity in that new place, new Jerusalem, the new heaven, the new earth, where there's no more tears,
Amen.
There's no more crying, there's no more sorrow,
Amen.
There's no coronavirus. There's no flu. There's no diabetes. There's no heart failure, heart disease. There's no allergies. There are no sore bodies. There are no old bodies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to do it God's way. Do you know Him? Do you know the Lord? Or do you just think you know Him? Do you know Jesus, the Savior of the world, Emmanuel, God with us? Do you know Him? Is He your best buddy? Is He your friend? Can you talk to Him like Moses talked to Him face to face, the Word of God said? As a man would a friend. Or do you tremble in His presence? Do you tremble at the thought of judgment? If you know Him, you don't have to be afraid of COVID-19. And I'm not talking about not being afraid in the sense of, you know, it ain't gonna touch me. I'm talking about not being afraid that even if it does touch me, one of two things will happen. I will either overcome or I will die and go on and be with Jesus. But if you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of your sins, if He's not your best bud, if He's not the first thought in your mind, if He's not the love of your life, then guess what? You better be afraid of COVID-19. Because if it comes, and you don't recover, you will not be present with the Lord. You won't. So whether it's good or bad, if you know Jesus, it's all good. It's all good. Do you know him? Do you know him? From the depths of your soul. Do you know him? In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Doors, church, open today. The Church of Jesus Christ, not the Church of Showers of Blessing. Because Showers of Blessing Community Church has neither heaven nor hell to put you in. But we offer you Jesus. The greatest gift you've ever had, we offer you Jesus. And so the Church of Jesus Christ is Lord. For all who comes, Jesus said, come to me, right? All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. Learn from me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, because I will take your burdens. I will lead you into eternity. We offer you Jesus. Oh, what a joy it is to know the Lord. What a peace you will have if you know the Lord. God, we just give you praise for your truth. We give you praise for your truth, God. You make it so easy for us. Easy for us, God. And in our arrogance, we look other places. We ignore your truth. We don't pay attention to the pathway that you have already designated for us. You make it so easy for us, God. And we are without excuse. But help us to walk with you, Lord. Help us to give ourselves over entirely to you. Help us, God, not to trust in ourselves, in our own abilities, God. Help us to know, Lord, that you are holy. That you are holy. And you call us up to your holiness. Not that you come down to our unholiness, but you call us up to your holiness, O Lord, through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Your Son. Help us to reach higher, God, to trust you, to trust Christ. So when we see you, Lord, we will not be ashamed. When we see you, God, we will not be afraid. Banquet to the heavenly feast, and we don't have to worry about age for hell. Jesus, merciful God, have mercy on us, Lord. Help us to walk with you. Help us to be faithful to you. Help us to love you, God, with everything that we are, with our mind, our heart, our soul. Hallelujah, all of our strength, our body. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Self-centered deaf ears, unstop them, oh God, that we might hear you, oh Lord. Melt our hearts of stone, God. Massage our hearts, Lord. Make them flesh, oh God. Great. You are so merciful. Do it in the name.